Republicans back on board, do we need to find some maybe more moderate Democrats and have conversations with them about what they would want to see in order for us to override a veto from the governor? All options are on the table now. All discussions are ongoing.
That was our sit down with State Representative Nick Hoheisel from District Number 97 in the Wichita area. Four Republicans ended up voting against the veto override, with two of those four having flipped their votes originally from supporting the bill.
AARP Kansas invites local eligible organizations and governments across the state to apply for the 2024 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program. Now through March 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, these grants fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable in the long term by improving public spaces, transportation, housing, civic engagement, diversity and inclusion, and much more. All projects must be completed by December 15th of 2024. To submit an application and view past grantees, visit www.aarp.org/community-challenge.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The Kansas Department of Corrections says that many inmates across the state must work while they're incarcerated, and some jobs are giving them up to $25 an hour. KSNT News reports that according to the KDOC, they say that there are three different types of job fields that inmates are able to apply for, all within the correctional facility that include private industry roles, including food service, laundry, or custodial work. They say there are also jobs outside of the KDOC facilities, where jobs can be found through employment with the Kansas Corrections Industries or through private job industries that are regulated by the Prison Industry Enhancement Certification Program. According to the Department of Corrections, they say back in 2022, 40 different state employers had entered partnerships into the KDOC, offering inmates a range of private industry jobs to choose from. Some of the companies include Kirby Cattle, the Coke Industry, Zephyr, PKM Steel, and more. Within the facility at the lowest end, some inmates make near a quarter an hour, while others on the higher end of the scale make up to $26 an hour. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts spoke to voters in a Grand Island campaign stop earlier this week at the Chocolate Bar. He spent part of his speech saying that President Joe Biden had made plenty of mistakes at the border. Here's what he told KSNB Local 4.
My position is we need to continue to negotiate to get a bill that would help with securing the border and some of the abuses on the border, like what's going on with parole and asylum. But at the end of the day, the president can do this with his own authority.
Senator Ricketts also added that during the Obama and Trump presidencies, parole was given an average of 5,600 times. Last year, President Biden gave parole to 1.2 million people. And other news actors, producers, and screenwriters testified on behalf of Bill 1022, also known as the Cast and Crew Nebraska Act, that would provide a production company with a refundable income tax credit of 20%. And the total credits will be capped off at $25 million. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual banquet was held Saturday evening. Landall Company named Outstanding Large Business of the Year, and founder Don Landall received the Legacy Award. Temps Disposal won Small Business of the Year. Maureen Christ was named Volunteer of the Year. Jimmy Keller won Black Squirrel of the Year. farmer and florist, business design and beautification, and Woody Wallstrom with Kinsley Mortuary was recognized for outstanding customer service. Angela Heckey of Marysville is filed for re-election as Marshall County District Magistrate Judge, and James Lease of Marysville is running for Marshall County Sheriff. Gage County Planning Commission elected James Lenners of Adams as chair on a 5-2 vote over incumbent chair Jeff Argo of Wymore, and Derek Damro of Beatrice was elected vice chair 5-2 over Wade Thornburg of Pickerel on that 7-member board. The injury accident was reported in Marysville February 12. Carol Joyce was turning off center at 14th Street and was struck by a semi driven by a Wisconsin man. Joyce was transported to CMH where she was treated and released. Three Washington County rural fire departments were called out Friday for a grass fire, which was quickly contained. Awareness of the fire and outside burning has surged as dry conditions continued. And winds have prompted red flag warnings today for much of the state of Nebraska. A 2-year state prison term was set for a Blue Springs man, 41-year-old Brian Forney, on felony charges of attempted intentional child abuse and misdemeanor charges of second-degree false imprisonment, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That in connection with a relationship with a then 15-year-old girl. Additional charges were dismissed. In another case, probation is set for a Wymore man, 21-year-old Dalton Schwartz, on 2 counts of attempted possession of child pornography, with 5 other charges dismissed. That arrest followed online activity investigation by Nebraska State Patrol with a federal search warrant initiated. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann was in Marysville and Hanover for town hall meetings last Thursday and closed, noting the importance of those events.
Town halls are important, and I think it's amazing to me that how few members of Congress I talk to, do town halls. I just think it's so important. You know, we have disagreements in this room, absolutely. We all still are Americans. It's great, by the way, if we can have disagreements, get together in one room. You know, meetings like this don't happen in Russia, don't happen in China, don't happen in North Korea, so we can't ever take that for granted.
Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life services planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. Patricia E. Dwerlcotti, age 96, of Concordia, passed away February 24th. Service to be held Wednesday, 11 a.m. with a rosary at 10:30 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Dwerlcotti. Michelle L. Heenick passed away February 12th at age 49. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will see friends Thursday 4 until 6 at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for, or Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Kenneth G. Stetnich, age 91, of Barnes, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Visitation 6 until 8 p.m. Friday at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge for Kenneth Stepnich. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, pork loin, sweet potatoes, Capri blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, and apricots.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. we'll continue to see unseasonably warm temperatures early in our forecast. Then a strong cool front works its way into the area late on Tuesday, cooling temperatures closer to where they should be for this time of the year by Wednesday, also bringing in a chance of showers and thunderstorms to the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, lots of sunshine today, high of 72. Tonight, becoming cloudy. Slight chance of seeing some rain, low near 59. Chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, high of 75. Tuesday night, chance of showers and storms, low near 42. Wednesday, chance of seeing some rain and some snow. Temperatures cool to 36 degrees by evening. On Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of 45. On Friday, high of 54. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature late February 49, record high on this date 78. The average low 25 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 7:05. 40 on the heels of sunrise this hour. Let's check at the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. Sunday night NBA, Domantas Sabonis of the Kings logged his league-leading 20th triple-double of the campaign in Sacramento's 123-107 win over the Los Angeles Clippers. The Thunder beat the Rockets 123-110, their fifth straight win, pulling OKC into a first-place tie with the T-Wolves atop the NBA West. Nikola Jokic logged his third straight triple-double with 32-16-16. Nuggets topped the Warriors 119-103. In his return to Philadelphia, Bucks coach Doc Rivers left with the win. Milwaukee drubbed the Sixers 119-98.
It was awesome. I mean, really. Like, listen, I had three good years here. And I'm not talking about basketball. I'm just talking about life. I enjoy my stay here.
Cavs got by the Wizards 114-105. Indiana snapped Dallas's seven-game winning streak 133-111. The Suns beat the Lakers 123-113. Upset alert in the NCAA men's top 25. 15th-ranked Creighton at St. John's.
The clock runs down. St. John's defeats Creighton 80-66.
The call on Learfield, Rick Pitino finally getting his first signature win with the Johnnies as they look to stay alive for a tournament bid. Number 3, Purdue got by Michigan 84-76, and 7th-ranked Marquette crushed Xavier 88-64. NHL, Red Wings and Blackhawks in overtime.
Well, the Wings have a break. Here is Patrick Kane. Oh, what drama. Brings it in on a breakaway. Shoots. He scores!
The call on WXYT. In his return to Chicago, Patrick Kane found the back of the net to give the Red Wings a 3-2 win. The Blue Jackets snapped the white-hot Rangers' 10-game winning streak 4-2. The Jets edged the Coyotes 4-3 in OT. The Penguins outscored the Flyers 7-6, and the Lightning beat the Devils 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Marysville High senior Carter Trimble finished sixth in the state wrestling tournament, losing in overtime 4-2. He finished a career with over 100 wins. Substate basketball tip-offs tonight. Marysville boys at Neble Hall Central. Third meeting for the two teams this season. 7 o'clock tip on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Ezra's in the bracket. Top seed Beloit hosting Minneapolis. Second seed Rossville home to Riley County. And fourth seed St. Mary's will face Silver Lake. It's third seed Neble Hall Central home to number 6 seed Marysville tonight. Valley Heights boys open play at Lincoln. Lincoln, the third seed, Valley Heights, number 6 seed, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. While top seed Sacred Heart entertains Republic County, second seed Bennington entertains Waubonsie, and fourth seed Jackson Heights is home to Mission Valley.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. The Dow Jones ended last week with a new record high, closing up 62 points at 39,131. The S&P gained a fraction Friday, while the NASDAQ composite slipped 0.25%. Before the bell this morning, futures were lower ahead of key inflation data and corporate earnings reports. A Houston man has pleaded guilty to securities fraud after netting $1.7 million in illegal profits from the purchase and sale of shares in BP. Tyler Loudon's wife worked in the mergers division of the petroleum giant. Based on phone conversations he overheard, Loudon purchased 46,000 shares in a company that BP was about to purchase. When the merger was announced, the 42-year-old cashed out. AT&T is offering up an apology to telephone and internet subscribers affected by last week's service outage. A $5 credit will show up on those customers' bills, although it will not apply to business accounts or to people who use Cricket, AT&T's low-cost wireless service. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, back on Friday, the USDA released their most recent cattle on feed report. As it shows a sharp decline, we had a chance to catch up with USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum as he gave us some key numbers from Friday's cattle on feed report.
The number of cattle on feed on February 1st was just under 11.8 million head, which was just about 40,000 head above 2023. During January, approximately 1.8 million head of cattle were placed in feedlots, which was about 7% below a year ago. During January, the number of cattle marketed from feedlots was about 1.8 million head, about unchanged from a year ago. However, we did have one extra slaughter day in January. So if you make the comparison on a per-day basis, marketings were actually about 5% below a year ago.
Again, that's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum. Now, in other news, the Environmental Protection Agency granted the request from 8 Midwestern states to sell year-round E15 beginning in 2025. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says it's great news, but notes drivers will need a solution for this summer to minimize disruptions and make sure they have continued access to E15. The National Corn Growers Association is also glad to hear about the decision because it provides more certainty. However, since it doesn't begin until the summer of 2025, they are concerned about the implications for growers and consumers this summer. The American Coalition for Ethanol says the decision is, quote, better late than never, but also says the Environmental Protection Agency had a legal responsibility to approve E15 in those states more than a year ago. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the Environmental Protection Agency was correct in unleashing year-round E15, but added, quote, a few unnecessary strings in delaying it until 2025. With your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
Nails by Tina recognizes all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From all of your friends at Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Safety in agriculture is important to keep in mind for experienced producers as well as the youth around them. Tawny Larson from the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State reminds us of a few safety considerations and how people can help the program produce wanted information.
So some of the chronic illnesses that we see with producers are respiratory problems as well as hearing deficiencies. Being around dust and anything else that's flying in the air, there's a lot of pollution when you're out there working your fields. That'll be coming up. We'll see a lot of dust and we'll see a lot of smoke. And so it's really important to wear some protection, whether it's a respirator, if what you're doing requires that, or really just even a dust mask. Really try and protect your lungs as well as protecting your hearing. When you're out on tractors and you're working on equipment, if you don't have a cab or you're not enclosed, maybe you're just tinkering around with it and getting things started up for this season, it's really important to wear hearing protection.
As more big machinery is likely to be on the road, Larson explains what to keep in mind in and around the equipment.
If you're out there on the road, just be really careful when you are thinking of turning left. A lot of times the average citizen doesn't know that they probably shouldn't pass you on the left because you may be turning. And you also need a wide turn. So and you might take over to the right a little bit so you can turn left and they think you're giving that signal to pass. So be as careful as possible in watching to see what's happening behind you. There are a fair amount of accidents during spraying, harvest, and planting seasons.
Larson discusses a survey that is intended for K-State to be able to better understand what farmers and ranchers want from the program.
We received a pilot grant, and we are conducting a survey that when we want to hear from producers, extension agents, anyone that works in ag or the ag industry. And the purpose of this survey is so that we can put together programming that people want. You know, what do they want to see in safety programming? How do they want to receive it? So is it more about machinery, highway safety? For example, there's questions on the survey that pertain to maybe respiratory disorders or hearing loss, eye injuries. That's really important to some people. So we want to hear, like, what do you really need for yourself? And then what do you think is needed in the state? So what have you seen throughout as you work day-to-day in agriculture?
That was project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson. Learn more and take the survey at www.ksu.edu/KASH. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ailing animals can't tell us what's bothering them, but a clever veterinarian has found a new diagnostic tool for aging kitty cats. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. Musician Johnny Cash was born on this day, and New York City installed its first traffic lights in 1930. Would you know if your cat was suffering from osteoarthritis? It's a common feline affliction, but their aloof personalities and tendency to hide symptoms means it often goes undiagnosed. Rather than limping, cats will shift weight on their paws in a way that outwardly looks normal while they suffer in silence. But a Swedish veterinarian has been using a novel diagnostic tool. A simple pressure mat can detect if a cat is unevenly shifting its weight. It's proven to be a reliable tool for finding what's bothering fussy felines and cantankerous kitties. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 40 this hour. Highs well into the 70s on tap today will be our warmest readings this week. We'll dip to some cooler temps in the middle 50s, closer to seasonal highs Wednesday into Thursday, with a warm-up then through week's end.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for college hoops across the Mid-America region and in the state of Kansas, as the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the Texas Longhorns on Saturday, winning at 86-67 and putting them up to a 21-6 overall record. High scorer for the night went to Hunter Dickinson, putting 20 points on the board with 7 rebounds and 2 assists. John Harris Jr. had 14 points with Nicholas Timberlake at 13. KJ Adams Jr. and Johnny Furphy both had 16 points for the night. The win keeps the Jayhawks at the number 3 slot in the Big 12 conference, as they are sitting 9-5 in conference play, just behind Houston and Iowa State. In Wildcat basketball, it was a good weekend as well, as they topped the number 25 BYU at Cougars with an 84-74 victory on Saturday as well. Arthur Kaluma had 28 points on the board for the night with 10 rebounds and 4 assists, putting the Wildcats at 6-8 in conference play and 16-11 overall. They stay at home for their matchup again tonight as the West Virginia Mountaineers head to Lawrence with tip-off at 6 p.m.
Marysville High senior Carter Trimble finished 6th in the state wrestling tournament, losing in overtime 4-2. He finished a career with over 100 wins. Substate basketball tip-offs tonight. Marysville boys at Nebelhall Central, third meeting for the two teams this season. 7 o'clock tip on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Ezra's in the bracket, top seed Beloit hosting Minneapolis, second seed Rossville home to Riley County, and fourth seed St. Mary's will face Silver Lake. It's third seed Nebelhall Central home to number 6 seed Marysville tonight. Valley Heights boys open play at Lincoln. Lincoln the third seed, Valley Heights number 6 seed, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. While top seed Sacred Heart entertains Republic County, second seed Bennington entertains Waubonsie, and fourth seed Jackson Heights is home to Mission Valley.
KNDY.
Lately she's been picking fights, dropping hints, and just last night I caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too late, but what keeps killing me? How long did I think she'd stand for me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well pleased? While she sits at home alone, fears and feelings of her own, Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too late, but what keeps killing me? See?
get you off my mind. So I took your memory on a midnight ride down a dark and lonely back road and left you there to die. But look what followed me home. I thought I was alone. But your memory, it's coming back. Underneath my arm, I said the